Hello, today is April 16th, day 4 of Holy Week. This is Mr. Aaron. Thank you for joining us for our Rock Solid Kids Daily Devotional. As we begin, let's slow our hearts and minds and focus in on the Word of God. The Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. When we trust in the truth of God's Word, it changes how we think and how we love. Let's take a moment to prepare our hearts to hear God's Word. Let's pray together. God, you are good, and your ways are great. Your love is beyond measure, and your righteousness is without equal. Father, we pray that you would build in us a greater understanding of who you are. Grow in us a greater love and faith grounded in your word. We pray all of this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Today we are in Luke chapter 22. Verses 39 through 53. Let's read together. He went out and made his way as usual to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. When he reached the place, he told them, "Pray that you may not fall into temptation." Then he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, knelt down, and began to pray. "Father, if you are willing, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." Then an angel from heaven appeared to him, strengthening him. Being in anguish, he prayed more fervently, and his sweat became like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he got up from prayer and came to the disciples, he found them sleeping, exhausted from their grief. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray, so that you won't fall into temptation." While he was still speaking, suddenly a mob came, and one of the 12, named Judas, was leading them. He came near Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said to him, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" When those around him saw what was going to happen, they asked, "Lord, should we strike with the sword?" Then one of them struck the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. But Jesus responded, "No more of this," and touching his ear, he healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, temple police, and elders who had come for him, "Have you come out with swords and clubs as if I were a criminal? Every day I was with you in the temple. You never laid a hand on me, but this is your hour and the dominion of darkness." Have you ever had to do something that you knew was not going to be enjoyable? But you knew you had no choice to do it anyways? Maybe it was a medical procedure or a job you had to do. Maybe you had a test that was going to be really difficult at school. I don't know about you, but when I have something really difficult or hard coming up, I start to dread it. And the closer it gets, I dread it even more. I can feel that way about some pretty ridiculous things, like even going to the dentist. Can you imagine how Jesus must have felt, knowing that the time was coming for him to be crucified, that he was going to die for us? Did you see in the passage how Jesus responded to this? Jesus went to spend time with God. Jesus and his disciples made their way to the Mount of Olives, and the Bible says, as usual. That means this was something that Jesus had done time and time again. Jesus spent time with God, often withdrawing from everyone around him to be alone with God. And this is exactly what Jesus did as he prepared to go to the cross. While Jesus was praying, he had asked his disciples to pray also. He knew that things would not be easy for them, and he encouraged them to spend time with God. Unfortunately, they didn't understand what was going to take place, and instead of praying, they fell asleep. When Jesus found them sleeping, he woke them up and said to them, "Get up and pray so that you do not fall into temptation." Jesus knew that prayer helped prepare their hearts to follow God's will. In fact, in Jesus' prayer, he asked God if there could be another way. But he also told God that he wanted God's will to be done, not his own. Jesus was willing to go to the cross because he was willing to follow the Father. Even as Judas showed up, with men to betray Jesus, Jesus didn't resist. In fact, when one of his disciples used a sword to cut off a soldier's ear, Jesus tells him, "No more of this." Jesus was prepared to follow God's plan and went peacefully with those who came to capture him. Jesus spent time in prayer to seek God's greater plan. When Jesus was stressed, he went to God. Jesus knew he needed to go to God and spend time with him. Sometimes, in our own life, it can feel hard to trust God's plan. Is there something in your life that is hard for you right now? Something that you might be struggling with? Take time to spend time with God, talking to him about it. Ask that God's good and perfect plan will take place in your life. Remember that spending time with God helps prepare our hearts to be ready to follow him. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for the gift of Jesus. Thank you for sending your Son to live a life we couldn't live and die a death we deserved. Thank you that Jesus was willing to go to the cross for me. Help me, Lord, to follow your good and perfect plan for my life. We love you and praise you, and pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. It has been a pleasure being with you today. May the Word of God grow in your life and transform your ways.